Drones versus Towers, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. The University of Missouri was awarded a $20 million grant as part of a multi-institutional consortium to study climate change and how corn maintains plant growth during drought conditions. Associate Professor Dr. Guy D'Souza and his colleagues and students have developed a robotic system that's changing the way scientists study climate variability, crops, and plant composition.
Our goal is to deploy those robots that could go in the field and do phenotype in the field. So we want also to use the drones. But the drones have a lot of constraints on flying the drones over certain areas. You have to, I don't know how it is the regulation right now, but when we started 2 years ago, you have to file flight plans with the FAA. And those plans had to be filed 60 days in advance. It has to be a detailed flight plan. There has to be an expert pilot with certain amount of hours of flying that would do the actual flight of the drone. So it was a very complicated process. So we came up with this idea, what if we had a tower that we put in the field? We can move the tower. It's very easy to move from one area to the other. And the tower has a robotic system on the top that basically rotates 360 degrees, programmable intervals and programmable time schedules.
So a new twist on drone technology. All of a sudden, drones aren't quite as good as towers. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.